The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you guys. I'm happy to be back, and thank you to everybody for your lovely messages and for all the love and thoughts shown to my family.
Shame, Ro. Yeah, just, onward and upward. What can I say? What can I say? Rolene, let's talk. Can we talk politics? Can we talk news?
I don't know if we're talking news, politics, or the world's biggest soap opera that is the UN General Assembly this week. But, if you're a Real Housewives fan or a Days of Our Lives fan, it's got nothing on what's going on at the United Nations General Assembly this week. For us in Israel, we refer to it as the Super Bowl. We're all bracing ourselves for tomorrow night, which is the pinnacle for us, where Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas will make his speech at the UN, followed closely by Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. Will he stare people down? Will he use a prop? What is he going to say? It's all going to be very, very exciting, and a very, very exciting start to a very volatile week.
That's what comes across so strongly, is this week has been a frightening week, from S-300s to all sorts of threats. It's hotting up in your part of the world.
It's definitely hotting up or heating up. And, as for the S-300s, we're not hearing a lot of comment from the government. I think they want to avoid having any kind of public spat. I think any kind of heated discussions or debates are happening behind the scenes. The army released their statement on Sunday, saying they were well within their rights. This was a perceived threat. They did not intentionally shoot down any Russian planes, but Lieberman, our defense minister, saying quite stringently, we are not looking for a public spat. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the government's, the Prime Minister's office, have been very, very quiet on the subject indeed. But I think all the tsoros, all the discussion is happening at the United Nations on the sideline of the speeches that are happening during the course of the week.
So, Rolene, if you were a betting person and you had to get inside Putin's brain, what is he thinking? There are 600,000 Russians in Israel. Surely there's some kind of connection, some kind of feeling. Where's this man's head? What's he doing?
Well, this is where I think his head is at, and I think that's an excellent question. I think anybody would love to know where Putin's head is at the moment. I think the issue for Putin is how much does he want to meet America, in the Middle East? The Trump administration, have put across their opinions. They haven't put across their peace plan yet. It's anybody's game what's going to be said. But one thing's for certain is that, when we look at it from a macro perspective, they've taken very much a pro-Israel stance. And I think that Russia also very much wants to play its role in the Middle East and the shaping of the Middle East, and making sure that parties that they back, in this case Assad, of Syria, they're going to make sure that their chess pieces are moved in place. So I think, as always, we seem to be the little chessboard that the world superpowers kind of fight over, as if we don't have enough to deal with ourselves. And I think it's very, very much Putin's jostling in and saying, don't forget the big Russian bear. Don't forget how powerful we are. And don't forget that we, too, have an important role to play in what happens in the Middle East.
Yeah, the upsetting thing, he seems to be doing that at Israel's cost. And that's what upsets me so much.
Well, I have all faith. I have to tell you, I have all faith in our army and our air force. I would wager a guess that there is a lot of planning happening as we speak.
The other thing that I noticed was that Mr. Erdogan is doing his usual. He's being Israel's number one supporter in the UN.
Well, of course. I mean, there are a lot of supporters. We had Rouhani yesterday who was saying that, you know, how much he loves Israel because we are, you know, the greatest threat to world peace. Erdogan as well making his statements. And what was very interesting is that if you were watching President Trump's speech, he mentioned OPEC. He mentioned isolating Iran. And he mentioned that, you know, they will place sanctions where countries cannot purchase their fuel from Iran. And Erdogan standing up and very, very firmly stating that Turkey will continue to purchase their fuel from Iran and also using that platform to attack Israel. The other comments that we heard, you know, it was very interesting to watch the reaction to President Trump's speech. We've had Macron, the president of France, saying that you know, they don't believe in isolating Iran. They believe in negotiations. We've had Sisi, Egypt's president, saying that, you know, we reiterate support for a two-state solution, the importance of negotiating, and without elaborating, saying both sides need to both sides know what needs to happen, and King Abdullah of Jordan saying that, you know, he supports a two-state solution and Jordan will continue to protect Christian and Muslim sites within Jerusalem, which hasn't been received favorably in Israel because Israel does everything it can to ensure the protection of all holy sites within the capital. So many in Israel not taking too kindly to what King Abdullah had to say.
One always wonders when the Israelis are going to say, it's too hard, Mr. Erdogan. It's just too hard.
Well, tune in tomorrow night. Tune in tomorrow night. I think it'll be, and I stand to be corrected, about 9 o'clock Israel time, which is about 8 o'clock South African time in the evening for Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech. And like him or loathe him, one thing that all Israelis agree on is that the UN General Assembly is the Prime Minister's real house. He knows how to speak and he knows how to grab an international audience, just whether or not you agree with what he's saying, but with his incredible ability to speak.
Rolene, you're the highlight of my day. As always, I love chatting to you, but we're going to have to wrap it up here. Can't wait to speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ro.
Looking forward.
All right. God bless.
You.
Have a good evening. Cheers, Rolene. Bye-bye. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.